Now, this example is very important to us.
The only problem is we have forgotten that we're eternal souls, and our nature is to serve and to love God, Krishna. And yes, our dharma in this world is we need to deal with all these problems in a responsible way. But Sanatan Dharma is to coordinate and harmonize everything else we do in such a way that we please Krishna. And without the association of those who love Krishna, or those who are aspiring to love Krishna on behalf of those lovers of Krishna, it's impossible for us to really connect to that truth. So yes, what is a Vaishnav? A Vaishnav is one, however we make advancement, we're more grateful for the gift we've been given, because we know it doesn't belong to me. It was given to me. Why is gratitude such a divine virtue? Because in its most perfect and complete form, it is within God. To the extent we receive the mercy of the Lord, we can understand who the Lord is. It's not through our intellectual capacity. You see, with all of our faults, if Krishna, if Srila Prabhupada, if devotees don't see something inherently good in us, how would we have ever had a chance to even come to the path? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the perspective of his role as a devotee to teach us a lesson, that whoever we are, however great we are, without the blessings of Vaishnavas, we should never consider ourselves or our endeavors independent. That's a principle of humility. Without that attitude, we can't really receive the mercy of the Lord in what we're doing. Krishna's unlimited love can be felt to be exclusively offered to each and every one of his devotees. When devotees ask Srila Prabhupada, what is the greatest thing we could do to please you? Is it to distribute books? Is it to lead incredible kirtans? Is it to open temples? Is it to be a sannyasi or a GBC or a president? Is it to be a pujari? Is it to cook the most magnificent offerings for the Lord? So many services devotees do, but all of these services are meant to have one goal, and that is to please Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, the service that will please me the most is when you love Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada would quote his Guru Maharaj that the life of devotional service is our eagerness to serve. If you don't have this eagerness, this enthusiasm, then spiritually you're like dead. And I remember being present when one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was talking like this, he said, what if I don't feel any enthusiasm? Prabhupada said, if you have no enthusiasm, you're practically spiritually dead. He said, well, what if I don't feel enthusiastic? Prabhupada didn't seem to think that was an obstacle at all. He said, if you don't feel enthusiastic, then you act enthusiastic. That's tapasya. That's at the heart of the idea of tapasya. Austerity means that we're putting our own feelings and thoughts in a place where it does not interfere with our service to please Krishna. If we're feeling enthusiasm, that is such a gift of Krishna. If we don't feel enthusiasm, we act enthusiastic. We act eager for the pleasure of Krishna. If you go on an airplane and there's these airline hostesses, they're supposed to make you feel that they like to serve you. They're supposed to make you think there's nothing better I would rather do in the world than give you this. In service to Krishna, we're serving Krishna to please him. If we're acting enthusiastic and eager so that people will think we're an advanced devotee, then that's a materialistic perception. But if my Guru Maharaj, if Srila Prabhupada wants me to be eager to chant the holy name, if he wants me to be eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, if he wants me to be eager to read his books, if he wants me to be eager to come for the Archive to worship the deities, if he wants me to be eager to distribute his books or to preach to others or serve the Vaishnavas or whatever we're doing, that eagerness for the pleasure of Krishna, whether we feel eager or not, is a detail. We're eager for Krishna's pleasure, not for our pleasure. That's service. That's the mood of a servant, to be eager to serve. When we chant our japa, when we sit in class, if we're actually really tasting the sweetness of the holy names, that is such a blessing of Krishna, that we surrender our hearts feeling unqualified. And if we feel nothing, we give our heartfelt attention to surrender that attention for the pleasure of Krishna to the chanting of his holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna.